USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. chartered plane evacuating 201 Americans from Wuhan, China, where the coronavirus outbreak began, continued on to Southern California after everybody on board passed a health screening test in Anchorage, Alaska. Dr. Ann Zink is Alaska's medical officer.
All passengers had already been screened twice before they left China. They were monitored throughout the flight. And in Anchorage, the passengers were screened twice more and were approved to continue on to California by the CDC.
So far, 132 people have died from the coronavirus in China. President Trump has signed the new trade deal with Mexico and Canada, the USMCA agreement. It allows most of the $1.2 trillion in trilateral trade to continue unchanged. The agreement will not go into effect until Canada ratifies it. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell says right now he doesn't have the votes to block a Democratic effort to call witnesses in President Trump's impeachment trial, Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins.
There have been a lot of discussions, but I have no idea how the votes are going to fall.
Democrats say they want to hear from the former National Security Advisor. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins is running for the U.S. Senate, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The outspoken Republican Collins is the ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee and has been one of the biggest supporters of President Trump during the impeachment proceedings. He announced his bid on Wednesday morning, challenging Kelly Loeffler, who was appointed to fill the seat of Johnny Isakson. Isakson retired in December for health reasons. Collins recently apologized for claiming that Democrats were in love with terrorists. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The House has passed legislation in support of protecting human rights in Tibet, the latest congressional condemnation against China's treatment of its citizens. The Tibet Policy Support Act is to protect Tibetans from continued Chinese oppression. If enacted, it would establish a U.S. policy that recognizes the succession or reincarnation of Tibetan Buddhist leaders as an exclusively religious matter, overseen solely by the Tibetan Buddhist community, and imposes sanctions against Chinese officials who interfere in the process. As expected, people are trying to take advantage of the tragic death of Kobe Bryant to scam the public. USA's John Clemens has the story.
Those situations include the attempt to sell collectibles that feature fake autographs of the NBA superstar. Chris Nerritt is the sports consignment director at Dallas-based Heritage Auctions.
Since Kobe's passing, there's probably about 80% forgeries on eBay now of Kobe autographs.
His advice is to deal with only reputable dealers.
We actually have a Kobe Bryant 2004-2005 jersey that I personally took in from my consigner in Beverly Hills way before the horrible news. And that one is also signed. It's actually one of the number 8 jerseys, not a number 24 jersey.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.